Part 3. In this part of the test, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. Each talk lasts about 2 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in the space provided. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one which best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear segment 1.
Genetically modified foods are hugely controversial in the developed world. But what if they could be used to wipe out problems that cause widespread illness in many parts of the so-called developing world? In our studio today is Dr. Joseph Fisher, a nutrition consultant for the World Health Organization. Dr. Fisher, can you give us a summary of the issue?
Of course. As some of your listeners are no doubt aware, many of the health problems in the poorer countries of the world come from improper nutrition. Iron deficiency, lack of vitamin A, and protein malnutrition, for example, are incredibly widespread. For example, 58% of women in Southeast Asia are iron deficient, while lack of vitamin A is the most common cause of blindness among children in developing countries. The statistics are gloomy, but there could be help on the horizon.
And that help, from what you've told me, could come in the form of genetically modified foods.
Yes. Although genetic engineering is hugely controversial in the developed world, researchers are hoping to use it to improve health in developing countries simply by adding nutrients such as iron and vitamin A to staple food crops.
Can you tell us about some of the specific work that is being done?
Sure. In Zurich, Switzerland, for example, researchers are working on a way to engineer rice to provide vitamin A, as well as much more iron. Rice naturally contains only small amounts of iron and no vitamin A at all, so diets in countries where rice is the main food often lack these nutrients. Researchers refer to the new rice as golden rice because the vitamin A turns the rice grains a rich yellow. The new strain is already being supplied free of charge to agricultural research centers in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, where it is expected that the rice will be crossed with local strains to produce crops that will thrive in local conditions. Another team from Tuskegee University in Alabama is trying to pack more and better proteins into sweet potatoes. The sweet potato is a staple food in sub-Saharan Africa and the South Pacific, where many people are malnourished because sweet potatoes provide insufficient protein and particularly few essential amino acids, the parts of proteins we cannot make ourselves and so need to obtain from our diets.
Can you be a bit more specific? How exactly does one pack protein into a sweet potato?
Good question. It's not just a matter of, say, injecting proteins into a potato. They actually have to go in and change the genetic structure of the plant. The Tuskegee group, for example, have developed a new protein called ASP1, which is a rich source of amino acids. They inserted the gene for this protein into the sweet potato and found that overall protein production in the plant's storage roots, the edible part, rose by 3 to 5 times. The amounts of essential amino acids produced also went up. The researchers say that the new potatoes were sweeter and more fibrous than ordinary sweet potatoes when cooked. In addition, hamsters that were fed on the modified sweet potatoes grew faster than those fed on the normal crop. The potato plants appeared to grow normally, and the hamsters showed no ill effects from their genetically engineered diet. Of course, all of the work in progress is being carried out with great caution. If further development and safety trials are satisfactory, both the golden rice and the protein-rich sweet potato could one day be improving the health of people in developing nations around the world.
It sounds very promising. Let's hope the trials go well. Thanks for being with us.
Now you will hear questions 36 through 40. 36. What question concerns the speaker? Thirty-seven. How do researchers think they can improve the situation? 38. What have researchers in Switzerland done? 39. What is true of essential amino acids? 40. How do genetically modified sweet potatoes differ from ordinary sweet potatoes?